107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Brandy Gillett with Stratford Public Library. She's managed to dodge the rain and the showers.
A little bit.
Not easy these days. No. My goodness. Brandy, yeah. It's wonderful to see you again.
Hi, Jamie. Nice to see you as well.
Well, we've got lots on the agenda. First, let's get right to it. Truth and Reconciliation Week,
Which is happening. That's right. This is National Truth and Reconciliation Week and runs through to the 25th. And historically, this is a time to come together to learn from Canada's past. And the library has several self-reflective learning opportunities for residents to help residents learn as well as hundreds of resources. So it's a time for us to be part of Canada's path to reconciliation. And we're helping residents towards that path with a few things this week. We've got our Orange Shirt Story. This is, we're sharing the Orange Shirt Story by Phyllis Webstad this week. And it's a powerful and important book that tells the true story behind Orange Shirt Day. And through Phyllis's personal experience as a six-year-old, beginning with her first day at a residential school. Mm-hmm. So, Jamie, we've got this book up in our library garden as a story walk. So each page is there, and residents can walk through the garden to read this touching story at their own pace and learn more about the Orange Shirt Story.
Oh, very good. So that's right in front of the library, Stratford Public Library, and you can do that at your own pace.
That's another great idea.
So, again, there's so many resources available with regards to this at the
mm-hmm.
library.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Another activity we have, Jamie, this week is a look and learn activity. And this is where we've got orange shirts, a series of orange shirts, and they're on display downstairs on the lower floor of the library. And each one features unique artwork and designs created by Indigenous artists. And again, this reflection encourages residents to reflect and learn more about truth and reconciliation.
Okay, and National Day of Truth and Reconciliation is also coming up, too. That kind of segues into that.
That's right. That's coming up, Jamie, on September 30th. And this year, we've partnered with Downtown Stratford BIA and the City of Stratford, and we're presenting two short films from the National Film Board in honor of National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. There's two showings at City Hall in the auditorium. The first one is at 10 a.m., and the second one is at 1 p.m. And there'll be group discussions after each film, and the library is participating with a library display of books and resources, our moccasin identifier kits as well. So it'll be a great day.
Oh, very good. So thanks for the information on that. Again, with Truth and Reconciliation Week on now, and then the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, including screenings happening at, and that'll be at City Hall Auditorium for at 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. And those are just drop-in, or do you pre-register?
Just drop in,
for sure. And boy, more great events to just drop in and check out, including the Stratford Writers Festival. What's this all about here?
So the Stratford Writers Festival 2025, Pathways to Poetry. And the library is a partner in this festival this year. And we've got a couple days of activities happening at the library,
absolutely.
Jamie. So Friday, that's this Friday, September 26th at 1 p.m., we have a session that's titled In Our Own Words. And this is a poetry Stratford panel discussing the theme of belonging. It features local poetry groups, Poetry Stratford, and the Huron Poetry Collective Poets for an informal gathering that's blending live readings and heartfelt conversations.
Very good. And I think there's a lot of people that might not be familiar how many different poetry organizations are in Stratford and area.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. So, and then we've also got another event on poetry and self-reflection.
Yes, this is a bibliotherapy session. And in this session, Jamie, participants will learn techniques that they can use to incorporate bibliotherapy.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you what that's all about.
Yeah, I knew you would. Bibliotherapy is a process of reading and reflecting. So it's using literature as a self-care tool.
Okay.
And we're very fortunate at Stratford Public Library, but our adult and outreach services librarian, Melanie Kindrachak, is actually a certified bibliotherapist. So she is hosting this session.
All right. And that's for Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock.
All right. And it's going to be a busy day on Friday because there's more happening with more poetry get-togethers.
Yes. Poetry for Health and Harmony. This is a session with Anna Yin, and she will be reading poetry enriched with music, film, and personal stories. And the premise of the event is to explore how poetry can nurture emotional well-being foster inner peace, and deepen human connection.
Okay, so that's happening again. All these poetry sessions and poetry get-togethers are going on, including sort of segues into Saturday, I guess, if that's fair to say.
Saturday, September 27th, 10:30 a.m., is Language, Landscape, and Ancestry. And this is poets Melissa Paulus Day and Sadia DeMeyer. They're coming together to explore how language, land, and lineage shape their poetic voices and lived experiences.
Wow, there you go. It's a Stratford Writers Festival, Pathways to Poetry. So those sessions are happening this Friday, this coming Friday, and Saturday as well. Absolutely fascinating.
Right? Great. Yeah.
Fascinating. Great. And how are you at chess?
Oh, I am not great. Not great at all. But I really, really wish I was better. And we now have an opportunity for chess enthusiasts, or masters, if you may, to come out to the library Monday nights. It's a drop-in session. It's a night of building community, one move at a time. And it's an all-ages drop-in, Jamie, program where participants, chess enthusiasts, can come together to enjoy a chill night of playing chess. It has been wildly popular. Our first session had about 30 people.
Okay.
Yes. And so it's just been wonderful. And we do ask, this is led by one of our library assistants, Isaac. He's a chess enthusiast. And we're asking, if possible, for participants to BYOB, bring your own board.
Chess nights. It's fascinating. The interest in chess, and some would think chess is, you know, pretty complicated. Yeah. It's pretty daunting. But I think once you get into it, I mean, you really enjoy it and really get into it.
You do. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So anything else on the go? Again, we've got Stratford Public Library, all the links and details on our socials and My Stratford Now. But anything else off the top?
Best thing I can say is check out the website. Yeah. There's just so much every day. And please visit the website for full information on all of the programs and services.
You bet. Again, we'll pass the details. It's splibrary.ca. Again, Brandy Gillett with Stratford Public Library. So much going on. Again, check it out and be a part of it. Brandy, thanks again. Really thank you for your time on this.
Thanks, Jamie.